There were tears, there were prayers, there were terrifying stares, cause Hannah doesn't know about behind-the-scenes affairs. Our after-show starts now, so buckle up those chairs.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bachelor and After
Show. Just got rhymes.
I've got rhymes. I thought I'd try something new. I'm not sure it played in the room.
Oh, yeah, it did.
It was great. That was what a good song.
Yes, it did. It was on honor of Jed. Jed does songwriting, so I thought I would do some of my own songwriting, right?
Yeah, you should go back later. Because you know how we're a little bit ahead, and I just saw Christine's reaction to you doing that. You should go back and watch it.
That's great. I don't know if I want to, but guys, this is the Bachelor After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. If this is your first time tuning in, this is your weekly recap of The Bachelorette as soon as the show finishes. Mm-hmm. We're your first coverage on it, and humbly, I would say we're also your best coverage on it. So we thank you so much for tuning in, guys. My name is Jeff Graham, but of course, I'm not alone. I am joined by Christine Alexis.
Hey, guys.
And Mike Feeling.
What up, everybody?
And Renee Ariel.
Hey, guys.
And guys, of course, this is not only our coverage of the episode, but we also have some news and gossip coming up. The tea is hot tonight, as always. It's been a very, for at least when the season has been lacking a bit in content, the behind-the-scenes gossip around this show, this season especially, has been
hot.
Quite good.
Scolding.
And true. We have our Tweeting for the Right Reasons segment, when we will read you our favorite tweets from Bachelor Nation tonight. So, with that being said, Mike, what was your overall thoughts on tonight's episode?
Honestly, a little bit boring until kind of the end. It's a kind of similar thing, like I said, we've got going on at Married at First Sight right now. The hometowns, everybody's kind of on their best behavior. Everybody seems to be having a good time. The only thing that was really exciting for me was Jed's, to be honest, because his family is gangster.
Oh, the family.
No joke.
Renee, what did you think of the episode?
Yeah, I have to go off of what Mike said. I thought that most of the episode was pretty boring. However, I did enjoy Jed's family oh so much. And the last scene, I mean, of course. Of course. When we think maybe, just maybe, this is when it'll happen. She's like, two roses. How about two?
Gosh.
And they're all like, what? Two?
Jed, of all people, was especially sour to be a toss-up.
Two?
Between him and Luke.
The scumbag Luke.
The irony.
What'd you think, Christine, of the episode?
I have to agree with the panel. Kind of a snooze fest.
Yeah.
You're just kind of waiting to see if anybody's family drops the other shoe and, like, spills something that we want to know about the contestants, but they never do. It's always just praising them, and they're amazing, and
right.
Unless you're the Wyatts, which, you know, we'll get to.
Yeah, I kind of think with hometowns in general, it's sort of just like, it's... What comes down to hometowns, it's not really about the contestants or the main suitor. It's really about the family. Who are the characters we're going to be meeting this episode? Unfortunately, we didn't get anyone particularly interesting this week. Mm. I mean, like, Peter's family, they were one of the most adorable families I've ever met. Do you guys do loud German chanting before you eat?
Every day.
Absolutely.
Renee, you're Persian. Does your family do anything, like, culturally interesting before you guys dig in?
No. We line up. We usually have big feasts, and then we line up, and we just get food. And then my aunt always saves me extra tadik.
There you go.
That's our little tradition.
That's
very
fun.
Similar.
Well, Peter's family, I mean, they were just adorable. But let's talk about Peter's family first, then we can talk a bit about the date. I didn't actually pick this tweet for tonight, but one of my favorite things I saw on Bachelor Nation Twitter tonight was a family of four, like, earnest golden retrievers, and it said, hey, look, a photo of Peter's family.
Aww,
they all
accurate.
Just kind of smiled and said, I love each other, and cried with happy tears, didn't they?
Cried a lot.
Cute.
Yeah.
It makes sense. His family makes sense.
They make so much sense. It explains Peter quite a bit.
Absolutely.
Do you feel like we actually gather anything insightful about this family, though?
That they would be great in-laws for me.
That's yes, and this is also a fun sneak behind the curtain, guys. My headphones are a bit loud, Christine. Would you mind turning me down? I really enjoyed this, but ultimately I don't feel like there was necessarily anything that I really gathered that was new from Peter's family based on what I saw.
Nope.
Though they did, the date before was quite interesting. Renee, you would not be a fan of flying in a plane, though.
Oh, yeah.
That was the one thing. I'm like, will it work out? Because I am very scared of flying. And when they were pulling up, after he called his car his baby, which also turned me off, but after they were pulling up to the little tiny death trap plane, I was like, this is where I'd be like, you know what? I only have three roses to give, and you're not going to get one.
I mean, we all really thought after his date, especially after seeing the rest of the other dates, that tonight was not going good for Peter. Right?
Yeah, it seemed like the main theme behind their date was this push and pull of whether he can fully say, I love you or not. And he didn't say it at the end of the date. We just got a, what was it? I'm falling freaking hard.
He's falling really freaking hard.
Really freaking hard. But also to your point, Jeff, I know you said this, the hometowns, we're really meeting the family, the characters that the lead will potentially join into. But we also get to see just how Hannah operates in that environment. And I think she meshed really well with Peter's family. Not so much with others, but definitely with, I feel like the vibe is there. But, I mean, he got a rose at the end of the night, so.
Yeah, I mean, they were just sweet. How could you not like Peter's family, right?
They were the cutest things. Yeah. And that's why it was so boring to watch, because there was no drama. It was just like, oh my God, they're so sweet. And then it went on for 20 minutes, and I'm like, okay.
They're still so nice. They still cry with happiness for each other's success.
Before we move on, just a lot of chatter in the chat about your T-shirt.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Including other Renee, not this Renee. Jeff looks kind of fine tonight.
Oh, thanks, guys.
So, nice. I mean, maybe ditch the suit.
I should rock the t-shirt. Look, I was actually in a wedding this weekend in Cleveland, and this was our groomsman gift. That was
nice. Oh, that's nice. Cute.
And I will shout out the company. It's Homage T-Shirts, based in Ohio. They do kind of like classy, upscale sports paraphernalia.
Why don't you shout out a congrats to your friend who got married?
And my buddy, Evan Trout.
There you go.
Happy wedding.
Congrats,
I know you guys are
Evan.
All so interested in my personal life, but...
Yes.
Feeling the ends of the panel tonight, Renee Ariel for Miss Universe.
Oh, man.
Yes. Thank you.
And rocking the Ariana Grande ponytail, someone said before.
This is my real hair tonight, you guys. I have to say, disclaimer, I do wear fake hair sometimes. This.
Same.
All real.
Yeah.
All
same.
Here.
Right.
Oh, so thank you. Thank you very much.
I love it. Well, this was an interesting thing that I didn't know about, Renee. You're not into dudes who are into cars.
Okay, there's a difference. I am into, like, nice cars. They're fun. I went on a date with this one guy who had a really... I couldn't tell you what it was, but it was, like, black and, like, smallish, and I think it had a loud engine or whatever. I don't know. Cool car. However, if we had walked up to that car and he said, this is my baby, I'd be like, ooh. It just, I don't know, it bothers me. Not nearly as much as the plane bothered me. He can fly his plane, like, go wherever you want, but I'm probably going to drive. Like, so fun.
So, what method of transportation would you like to take with Peter
if
on your next
I
date?
If I fly with him, I will on Xanax. If I prepared and I had my Xanax, perhaps. But I guarantee you I try to sleep instead of enjoy the ride.
How would you guys feel if you were on a date and you found a condom in the center compartment?
I feel, you know, we were kind of going back and forth about this off screen, me and Mike. I just, maybe, I need a guy's perspective. I didn't find it that weird that there was a condom in his car. Was it probably placed there by a producer? Most likely, but... I don't see anything wrong with it. Maybe
I don't think
like
so.
Safe sex? What? Who cares?
Because he talked about being embarrassed by it. Like, it was cute. He was like, don't show it on camera. Like, I don't think producer placed it there because of how he acted. I could be wrong, though.
First of all, I just put my glasses back on for Rachel in the chat because she says they look good on me. So, yes, thank you. When he went off to film The Bachelorette, he didn't leave his car where it is. Right? Production put it there. 99% sure production went through that car and saw everything that was there to make sure it was clean and blah, 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 whatever. So either they placed it there or they saw it there and they thought it was really funny and they made it very prominent. And somebody was nudging her to look through it. It's not a natural reaction to get into somebody's car and just start scrounging around through it. I'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
That's a little invasive.
It really, really is.
I feel like it's Hannah. I could see Hannah doing that, though.
I could see Hannah doing that, too. And let me tell you, if I were picking my husband on The Bachelor and I had the opportunity to be in his car, I would go through every bit of it. Because, you know, make sure he's not a psycho. Luke probably has all kinds of things in his car. I wish we went through Luke's car, Jed's car. I want the pictures of Haley to come out.
Ooh.
Jeez, we went through the best guy's car. Like, Peter, he had one condom. He didn't have a whole roll of condoms.
But wait. Oh, here we go. Now, let's get real. Does that make it worse? Because that means the whole rest of the roll was used.
No, it doesn't. It means he was like, oh, I could bring...
Doesn't it?
No, because he'd be like, you know what? if I go to Bangtown with someone, I'll practice safe sex. And he just kept it in.
Just once. But just once.
Suburb of Bangkok.
It's just maybe they'll have a condom too, but he's just prepared. I think there's nothing wrong with being prepared.
I actually agree with Renee. I thought his reaction seemed kind of earnest and
It was cute. I mean, I just think at the end of the day, it didn't hurt him to see the condom there. If anything, I think it gives him a little cred. You know, you get girls. Okay.
It's a very strange... Condoms in our society are a very strange thing. Not everybody. Lots of people are embarrassed to buy them. Yeah. Right? But if you're getting them, it means you're having sex, which everybody wants to do. Mm-hmm. So the right way to buy condoms is...
Oh, except Luke.
The right way to buy condoms is at, a CVS or someplace that has self-checkout and you can just do it discreetly. Or if you have to go through a checkout, you slam them on the counter like, yup, that's it.
Either or.
Do you slam them on the counter?
You gotta be proud about it. Yeah, be proud about it. Boom!
He's a married man, guys.
That's right.
I will say... it shows how little happened in this episode that we spent the last 4 minutes talking about this, but it's probably time for us to move on to the next date. We went to Tyler's hometown of Jupiter, Florida. Tyler still has all the lines. We got to see his little slice of paradise. You know what he also told? Hannah, you're like a lighthouse, girl. You're like my lighthouse. You bring me home. Tyler seems to like Hannah. Still has a lot of lines.
Yeah.
Arguably, they had a great date, though. Like, the sailing, being on the beach, they had drinks after. Like, that's actually low-key the date that I would want.
Were there condoms in his boat? Why didn't she go through the boat?
We didn't see.
And the sexual chemistry was actually insane. Even in the beginning, when he's like, where do you want me to rub it on you? She's like, I don't know, anywhere. Like, she was so fine with it.
She's into it so hard, yeah.
Like, I feel the tension. You can cut it with a knife.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're both attractive, for sure.
Jupiter, Florida. Thanks to producer Ryan.
You know what's funny? Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupid.
Literally what everyone was tweeting.
What is that from?
Tyler's definitive proof that boys don't go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Although you might refute that.
I don't dislike Tyler. I just he just got a lot of lines.
It's like a nursery rhyme, no? From when we were younger, right?
Yeah. Girls go to college to
sing it with me.
To get what?
Girls go to college to get more knowledge. Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. Why were we taught this?
I don't know.
What a weird thing. But you know what? Girls go to college. I actually didn't go to college.
But so Bachelorette happened tonight.
Just looking, sorry. What? You guys know if you're watching live or you're listening to the podcast, we have the live feeds up of our video. And right now there are all four of us on screen in a map of Jupiter, Florida. So that was tonight's episode of The Bachelorette.
Jupiter, Florida got a lot of love tonight, and that's fantastic.
Good for Jupiter.
He had a great date, obviously. Yes. Everything was cool with his family. And again, he attacked her when she was trying to leave, and she was about it. They had a full-on make-out mounted session in the limo. So everything's riding good for Tyler.
Tyler's family seemed nice. It was moving to see him talk to his pops, as he calls him, and it was, he's recovered from the surgery, and we did learn a lot about where Tyler gets his speech patterns, because his dad had a lot of, I have it written down somewhere.
Broed out.
Yeah, his dad kind of broed out, too. We had a lot of, family's the most important thing to me, too, buddy, and to watch you, buddy, getting it, man, that's how we are, It was such an interesting speech patterns in this family, but again, Tyler's family seems nice. He seems nice. He likes Hannah a lot. What else is there to say?
He has a dope house.
Dope house.
Just like Rose says, she lives near Jupiter and it's very beautiful and where the rich people live.
Ooh, okay.
Did you see when they were pulling up? The door was like twice their size.
Yeah, it's definitely a mansion.
Whoa.
It's awesome. Yeah. No, they had a great date.
It is weird. The one constant characteristic we've seen about Tyler is that he has trouble opening up. And his family was also talking about how Tyler has trouble opening up. I wish they would get into why. We haven't really talked about troubling ex-girlfriends, or is it football culture? He feels like there's too much of an alpha, aggro, kind of A mentality, type A personality, where you can't open up. It's too sensitive in front of other guys.
Haven't they That's all addressed that, though? Because literally, she was just talking about in the beginning of the episode that Peter admitted to having trouble opening up. Luke can't talk about his feelings, the douchey parrot. Jed clearly can't open up because we know what he's not opening up about. So they all can't open up. Really solid group.
Maybe they're just not that deep. That could just really be it. I mean, no shade, but shade, I guess, to Tyler. He's someone who I could see that just being the resolve. Like, he's just a simple guy who likes simple things, who's happy and just wants to keep the peace. I feel like that's his general thing. Like,
I think people in general have a hard time opening up.
Yeah, I think
probably with social media and stuff, it's probably gotten worse because you get to online show exactly what you want and can be very calculated. But then when you're one-on-one with somebody in real life, it's hard to let emotions go and things like that. Especially you got cameras surrounding you. There's lights. There's producers telling you to do this. It's somewhat staged, and all of a sudden, like, are you actually falling in love with this girl? Like, it's a lot of stuff to.
But the premise of the show is that all those elements together will put you in the best possible position to let all your guards down and just open up to that person.
I don't think that's true.
You don't have social media, and you're kind of secluded from everything.
But I think being under a microscope, forget about the nation watching you, all the immediate production crew and people and everybody watching you, I think that really dissuades it. And especially, you know, we say over and over and over again on lots of the shows we cover here on AfterBuzz, the people signed up for it. They knew what it was going in. But I think a lot of people aren't ready to have that kind of attention and to have a camera on their face for 10, 12 hours a day. They don't really realize what it's going to be like, and I think it causes a lot of people to retreat.
I feel like this goes back to a debate that we had last week.
What was it?
About signing up for something that you're not prepared for, and then you were saying the argument of, like, yeah, but you should have known. Well, turns out, just like to say, I was right.
This is off the record debate. what I will say, though, is
so you're not responsible for it.
Renee brings up a good point, and that's the fact that he did talk about his parents' divorce. So maybe that is the block. Like, he watched his dad and his mom open up, but it led to the demise of their marriage. So maybe that's the psychology of why Luke kind of keeps things quiet but has a lot of lines.
Tyler.
That's who we're talking about. I will say, Love By You mentioned that he seems like a young Matthew McConaughey. That is totally fair.
Yes!
I totally see that.
Yes, I didn't even think about that.
I could see Tyler saying, all right, all right, all right, and it would be so natural to hear him say that. Anything else with Tyler?
No.
No.
Let's talk about Luke.
Great.
We got an insight. Very church-oriented. I will say, again, this is super interesting for me because, as I mentioned, I grew up in a very traditional Protestant household, kind of evangelical. Mm-hmm. And so this is a community I recognize, and we don't always necessarily see on television. So,
did you feel like it was authentic, what you said?
Yeah, I think so. I feel like I know these people. I've met some of these people. And I can't say whether or not what the people were saying is authentic, but this kind of fellowship is the word that we'd be using in a community like this. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I don't know. Did this change any of your guys' minds on Luke, seeing him in this sort of evangelical fellowship community at his church?
No, absolutely not.
I just, whether it was genuine or not, it just felt like damage control. Because we've just seen this one side of Luke this entire time, and he was just driving home the one connection they did have, which is their faith. He's like, I'm just going to take this and run with it while I'm here, because that's the one thing that's been working for me.
Yeah. It seemed weird. It felt to me like he was out of place in this little the Bible study, as he put it. I'm not saying that it's fake at all, but he seemed out of place. Like, he didn't seem like one of them. And it felt super staged, like, tell us, he's just my best friend ever. He's such an amazing guy. And it was like, it felt weird.
And the thing is, if he is a sociopath, sociopaths actually do come across very charismatic, and they're the funny guy, and they're the one that usually you have no idea because they're really nice. In a crowd, I think it's when you get to know them that you kind of find the more manipulative behavior. So I do think that that's also an option. However, at the same time, I could see them being like reading from something like, yes, he is great. He's great, and I really like him, and he never argues with anyone.
And
get that one firm, like, pat on the back, like, you better say it right.
I called it out right away. I was like, man, you might as well slid him the 100 under the table with that because
it just seems strange, so
obvious. I don't know. It's one thing if they were like, yeah, before Luke left for the show, he was actually, like, our youth group leader, and he led this every week, you know, our discussion. It did feel very jarring for a second that, like, I mean, he's been gone for a while, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. It was a weird one.
This is interesting. Diva Matthew is asking me specifically, are you annoyed about how Luke was portraying Christians?
This has been in a bunch of the chat, too, by the way. People have been having discussions.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't necessarily always ask people to be representative of a whole entire group of people, right?
No.
Yes. I mean,
Right.
Yes, right. I'm agreeing.
Of course, no, I totally get that.
That's right.
They're not.
I mean, I'm sure especially you can relate to this as a franchise that has so few women of color. It's very frustrating when they graft this whole thing where it's Rachel has to represent every single black female in America.
Right.
I don't think Luke should have to represent every single Protestant Christian in America. I honestly just thought it's been kind of interesting to see the way a mainstream television show has chosen what they've chosen to air in terms of what Luke's philosophy is. I don't know. I don't necessarily have an opinion on it, and I wish I did because that would be more interesting for you guys, but I have thought throughout this whole season, no matter how I feel about Luke, even though I'm tired of him, there's been times, to me, he's been the most interesting part of the season.
100% he's been the most interesting part of the season. I mean, it's a lot of real milquetoast rest of the guys that are kind of boring, so he is something interesting to watch. I am of the mind that nobody represents the whole of any group they belong to. I don't represent after, but you know what I mean? So, no, he just represents himself. I did think it was weird at the Bible study meeting that he decided to once again bring up how many girls he's gotten with and like how much of a player he was in high school and college. It seemed like a strange little speech to give in front of all the church people yet again.
Yeah, so
because
weird.
We know that already.
That's Luke saying anything most of the time. You're like, why here and now? And why are you saying that? That's
but it just came across as like...
Sorry, guys. I'm airplane mode. Keep going.
Just like him being like, yeah, I've been there, done that. I was a slut already. And you know what? I found Jesus, so it's good. But like, none of y'all can ever exploit your sexuality again because it's wrong. Because it's basically what he's going to throw at Hannah later. Like...
Yeah.
I can't wait for that episode. That will be easily the most interesting episode.
I mean, directly following this, yes.
I've just been waiting for so long for that episode. I literally can't wait anymore.
Do
if it's not next week, if it's like final two, I can't, ABC.
Do we think it is literally what it looks like, or are we going to get some kind of switcheroo? Like, is it actually Jed doing this to her or something like that?
It's no, it's definitely Luke, but like, will she somehow still give him a rose? Couldn't tell you.
That is fair.
Get out. Take this rose before you did.
Get out, and I will meet you back at the mansion.
Well, this is true. So Scott Marks brings up the fact that giving your testimony is a big part of evangelical Christianity, and that is true. That's kind of like part of the story. You're talking about your journey of, you know, being reborn as a Christian, so there's who you were before. And,
but for sure this group has heard that already.
That's
this is
what
not
I
like the first
too.
Week Luke has been in this. Everybody's saying what a great friend he is. Like, he's told his story
I
before.
I actually agree with you, Mike. It's the kind of thing you would open up with weeks before if you're in this Bible study. And the one observation that you made that I think is kind of funny is when Luke tells his testimony, he loves to include that detail that he had a lot of sex in college.
Oh, yeah.
Every
oh
time.
God.
Make no mistake, I am choosing not to hook up with every girl that's it right now. I could.
Exactly.
I'll go right back to it.
He goes, you know, and when I was in college, I had a lot of sex. And guys, I mean
a lot.
Yeah, and I don't do it now, like, but in college, man,
so
I was
throwing it at
He's
me.
Just like so one note. Are you going to just keep giving us that same line over and over?
Did you see, too? I thought it was interesting when we were at his house, he was looking at his mom and the other relatives with the same, like, confused, I don't know what face he looks at Hannah with. It was exactly the same. And somebody, we kind of... Yeah, exactly. And we, like how you look at me. We kind of glossed over it, but someone said earlier in the chat, it was interesting. It seemed like he almost idolized his brother a little bit, and his brother's wife is named Hannah. So, like a little...
Let's talk about Luke's family quickly.
Yeah.
Anything notable here, Christine?
I was just going to say that it seemed, to your point, like his brother and his wife, Hannah, they seem to have it together, and they seem to also have a really good pulse on who Luke really is. Mm-hmm. I thought it was just so funny that they were basically saying in but so many words that, like, yeah, you're going to get this guy who's going to just F up constantly. He's going to apologize. It's going to feel really good because that's the real Luke and that's the guy. But, like, hey, this is what you're in for. Like, that's what it came across to me. Like, they're very well aware that this is just a pattern of behavior. Like, this is who he is. And I think if for Hannah at the end of it to still say she's confused about who he is, I'm like, girl.
Why did that dude have a cast on, too?
I know.
You got to take that sling off for the show.
It is a little
just
funny.
Prop him on a sofa and just leave it there.
It wasn't as bad as that contestant who went home, Kevin, who had that freaking, like, Revolutionary War sling going on.
Yeah, really taped him up in cotton.
That was just, like...
A lot of good
slapstick jobs.
Sling work this week on this season. Mm. Yeah, I did kind of feel bad because I feel like Luke is like this enormous, like almost prototype for like the ideal, like German, whatever, like just like this strapping blonde dude. And then his brother is like kind of this skinny guy with a sling. Like, yeah.
Like that movie Twins?
Yeah.
Come on.
I did have to laugh. Renee and I were watching and I was like, you think him and his brother played rugby before this?
Slam.
Don't tell them my body slammed you.
Don't mention that.
Well, I don't know if there's anything else to say about. I don't know if we learned anything about Luke P.
No.
So we have to get to
the good
far
one.
The most interesting hometown, and I'm gonna let Renee start with this one. Let's talk about Jed, and we'll go to Jed's little date. They wrote a song together, whatever. Much more interesting and much more important was that we met Jed's family. What was happening here?
Okay, so my theory is that Jed's family has met Haley. Hannah came home with him, and they're like, "What the f? Who is it?" The mom is like, "Mm-hmm. Where's Haley, Jed? You're bringing this girl home? Isn't honesty the best policy?" Her cheers.
Yeah.
The way she talked to Hannah, we were all dying.
I know.
It was bad. She has a photo of Haley in her wallet. I guarantee you she's like, that's my real daughter-in-law. Like, if Hannah does end up with him, Haley's still going to be invited to Christmas.
Oh. But not even the mom, the whole family.
His sister
was real shady to all of them.
So much shade.
It was great.
Just that camera shot of them all on the couch.
And the dog. Like, the dog was on that side, dude, looking disrespectfully.
Oh, my God. Hannah. It was so hard to watch.
It was great.
But to be real, Jed's mom dropped the real gems. Because she was the one letting Hannah know that, hey, like, you're going to be second to his music. His music is barely second to him trying to find work. Like, this guy actually doesn't sound like husband material we dice it apart here.
This was all so weird to me.
It was something really strange.
The mom had... It reminded me of like Get Out, you know?
Oh, wow.
Stir the tea.
Yeah, like, hey, it was like very Catherine Keener right before the sunken place scene, the way the mom was talking to her. Yep. And like, I don't know, there was
she
just something.
Win.
Yeah.
The mom was like, "I bet you tell that to the rest of them too." And she's like, "No, yeah. I've only told Jed. In fact, I told Jed I was going to pick him." Oh, nice.
Yeah, she was like, "Oh,
cool."
Yeah.
She was literally stirring tea. The tea was literally hot. That was the thing I was most surprised by. That was why I thought Renee's observation was pretty sharp, was because it evolved from me being like, I think the family knows that Luke is... Or, sorry, I cannot do names tonight. Thank you. The family knows that Jed is two-timing here, so that's why the vibe is weird.
But not only
does the family know that, but I think they might really like Haley.
Yeah.
And, like, that's
definitely
why they were obviously anti-Hannah, because not only was there a second relationship, they were anti-Hannah because I think they really like Haley. And Haley's a musician, so I'm sure they have this perfect vision of two musicians going for it together. Mm. And they know that an Instagram influencer media personality doesn't always vibe with a music career. You know, Jed can't move to, even though they kind of do go together, but they had created a story where Haley and Jed were two musicians who were going to ride off into the sunset together.
You know what's the most wild is the family's advice is opposite of what any family would typically give for advice, where they're like, Jed can't work a full-time job because he needs to work part-time and pursue his music career. When, like, we found out through Haley, I don't know if you guys saw this, but, like, Haley talked about how Jed went on the show to have, obviously, the platform, but because his, like, dad was helping him pay rent. But his parents are, like, on board with it. They're like, yeah, Jed can't work that much, and we feel like if he starts to marry you, he's not going to be able to support you. He needs to work on his music.
I thought the exact
same thing. Do they know that he can't sing?
I want to shout out Hope Lockwood's comment here. Everyone on Jed's family was like, wait, I thought you were going on American Idol.
I know.
Seriously, because what was the conversation? Because he apparently told Haley, I'm coming back for you. So what did he tell the fam? Hey, if I get back by this point, play it cool. Like,
guys, make sure Haley's having a good time while I'm away. They're like still hanging out with her and stuff.
I guarantee he told his parents, I'm like, this isn't going to be hometown, so I'm going there for my career. I'm leaving in episode 5 if she doesn't dump me. And then he comes home and they're like, you love her?
I know.
You love your music or you love her?
Yeah.
It was mentioned in the comments, but we need to note the fact that the mom specifically was like, in relationships work best when everyone speaks their truth. Cheers to that.
That's crazy.
Was amazing. That was better than any cheers Hannah's ever done in her life.
What's going through Jed's mind this entire time?
He seems...
Mom.
Panic?
Shut up, panic, Mom.
Right? What if this secret slips out somehow, right?
I think Jed feels invincible. I haven't really sensed... I don't know. I don't know. I wish I had a stronger opinion than just, I don't know, as a host of a commentary show, but...
It's hard to say because we still don't have anything from Jed. Or do we?
I mean, let's be real. Like, if Luke has managed to stick around this long, like, a few slip-ups during the speech, the toast, like, what's it gonna... He went right over Hannah's head. Hannah didn't think that
the
was a weird speech.
The shades didn't go over her head, though.
If that happened... Oh, well, that's because it was the most blatantly obvious thing of this entire season. But, like, the fact that she didn't think for a second or say in her interview... Wasn't it kind of weird that the mom said, like, honesty is the best policy for a speech about our relationship? That's weird, right? And he's like, no.
Yeah, he's in denial.
The only thing I could think of paralleling that is the fact that he was honest that he was on there for his music from the beginning. I'm sure they brought that up, right? I think that's the first thing they talk about. I'm giving them too much.
So now is the thought that he was so honest about the music to dissuade and to divert attention from Haley?
I feel like maybe it is, because she said that they crossed that hurdle immediately and then were able to, like, grow their relationship.
And as we said, coming up in the chat over and over, Jed's sister, very beautiful.
Just cutie. Good-looking family.
She wins out of this relationship right there.
Loved by You says, in honesty, I do think that Hannah... that he has fallen for Hannah and did not expect it. So that might...
I do think
Jed seems like...
Yeah, just like he fell for Haley.
Right.
Good thing he's a loyal guy.
That's the issue. Did we like their song? Star-Crossed.
No.
Walking. Yeah, wow.
I got some lyrics from
him. Honestly, it's almost as good as Vacation.
Oh, I prefer...
Vacation. Vacation was at least remastered.
Yes. Yes. Should okay. So Hannah can't pick... Maybe the best moment of the season. There's one rose left on the table. Chris Harrison walks out. Hannah, the roses you requested, makes his way back out.
He's got the best job ever.
Best job ever.
He's like such a drug dealer. Like, pulled him behind his back and was like, here you go.
The roses you asked for.
The fact that, like, literally Luke will not go home. They added a rose. Like, he would have gone home. And he's still here. She demanded another rose. She's like, I don't know what to do. Every week, Hannah, I don't know what to do. Like, Luke, I mean, like, I know he, like, body slams someone on the ground. And, like, I know he, like, lies to me and he, like, manipulates. But, like, what do I do? Well, let's keep him around for another week until the end.
I think it was more Jed than
Luke.
Oh,
I don't think so.
You don't think so? No. I think her confusion was like, I don't really want Jed to go home. I think Luke was staying no matter what.
I think
the family thing got to her a little bit.
But I think it got to her in a way that she wants to, like, fight for their approval, because she really is in love with him. She said it to him first 2 episodes ago.
Yeah.
I think she's really in deep, and it just rocked her world that it wasn't the welcoming reception that she would have hoped for.
He's the only I love you so far, too, right? Mm-hmm. We've had a frickin' falling, we've had a falling, we've had a starting to envision falling, but we only have one love.
Starting to envision thinking about wanting to ask you on a date.
There's a hierarchy of types of love on this show, and frickin' falling was Peter's, but we have an I love.
I'm amazed that Peter made it and got the first rose. I thought from seeing the four dates, I thought for sure Peter was going to be the loser
same.
This episode.
Because, well, only because I knew Luke was doing the thing. Not only, but mainly because I knew Luke was going to be in that fight that they've been teasing for the last 8 weeks.
Right.
So I truly thought, okay, well, Peter's got to go home. When they called him first, I was like, oh my God, the show shocked me for once.
I think the producers probably set that up that way, right? Where we know Jed and Luke are the front runners. So I think it was all pre-planned.
No, I think their plan was to tease us about the Jed thing because his family was so disapproving.
Wait, you think Luke and Jed are the front runners?
Yeah.
I still think Tyler's a front runner. Yeah. Nothing bad has happened with their dates. And also, I look at the Luke thing now a little bit differently. I feel like with all the storm that's been weathered with Luke, if he still got a rose 2 episodes ago, then, like, this episode is a guaranteed rose. Like, nothing bad has happened since that other episode. He's been on an upswing the whole time from then.
Yeah, but still, she has great connections with all these guys, and I feel like with all the roller coasters, please tell me the girl sees some things wrong.
Are you still there?
That's generous.
I think we gotta move on, guys, but I do think that...
Luke for Bachelor would be the funniest season yet.
I think Hannah views conflict as intimacy. I think she views her rocky journey with Luke as an example of a real relationship. Which is why I think he stayed around so long.
I mean, the level of conflict, it kind of does go along with taking what would be, you know, at least a couple years probably of a relationship and smashing it down really, really small before a proposal.
Right.
So, maybe.
Well, either way, we gotta move on to news, guys. So let's get into our news quickly for tonight.
AfterBuzz. AfterBuzz
TV News. All right, guys, you know the show is still airing, so Jed is not able to do any official interviews right now, but he did take to his Instagram to put out a sort of statement here. I'll read it for you guys on air. He basically said that several of you have reached out with messages and questions. Please know that I'm not able to answer right now, but I will as soon as I'm able to. Until then, I ask that you please understand how much the actions being taken towards myself, my family, the men on the show, and above all, Hannah, are affecting all of our mental and physical health. He goes on to say that there have been threatening letters and phone calls being sent to their home, and he's just asking the public to remember that what seems like a harmless action is damaging to real people. And he's asking for our patience and kindness until he is able to speak his truth about what happened with Hailee Stevens. So,
okay.
I know when we talked about this off air, you got the feeling, Renee, that the fact that he name dropped Hannah says that maybe that he is the one who gets picked in the end. Was it you who said that?
Yeah, what? I think that just because of the way that, honestly, the story is not dying. It keeps building up. He hasn't said a thing, and I feel like if he was getting sent home in the next couple of weeks, he'd be allowed to say something. But because if he won, they'd have to paint that story a little differently. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's the vibe I'm getting. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
It's
someone else.
He knew going on this show, I bet, that somehow this was going to come out. And he knew that everybody was going to be speculating on it. So to tell everybody to calm down until he's able to say something, no. It's not going to happen, right? So he should have said something potentially on the show if he wanted to defuse this all along with his music career right up front.
Nah, I don't... Okay, like, as much as I hate Jed and I think he's actual trash, I don't think anyone deserves, like, threatening phone calls or, like...
No, that's not...
Like, I think it's fine if we talk trash and call him trash on the show and, like, go for it in the comments, but, like, don't go into someone's personal space like
right.
that.
Right, definitely
I mean, arguably the same thing's probably happening to Luke. He also put out a statement ahead of... when his episode started to get really bad, kind of apologizing and asking for kindness ahead of everything that's going to happen. I wonder if his family is experiencing the same kind of harassment. Interesting.
Well, we will find out.
Not saying they should. I'm just saying, like, it's very interesting how Bachelor Nation, you know, reacts to things.
Well, we will find out. Unfortunately, guys, with so much to cover tonight and the amount of time we have, we will not have time for our Tweeting for the Right Reasons segment, but all of us are going to retweet the tweets that we had. We do need to get out of there, guys. It's a busy network because we cover so much here. So we ask that you tune in next week, tune in to some of our other shows, and check out what else we're doing here, guys. In the meantime, we thank you so much for tuning into the AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Bachelorette. Again, tonight we covered Season 15, Episode 9. A lot of people watching live tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
If you're a podcast listener, you're listening after the fact, you know, doing laundry in your car, we do go live on the AfterBuzz TV Reality YouTube channel at 7 p.m. Pacific, so you can join in the live chat, the live conversation, and you can see us do this on air as it's happening, which is pretty exciting. In the meantime, guys, my name is Jeff Graham. Thank you so much for tuning in. You can find me on Twitter at Jeffrey C. Graham, where I will retweet my tweet for tonight, so check it out there.
And guys, I'm Christine Alexis. Thank you for joining us for our show tonight, and you can keep up with me all week on Twitter at Christine Bean and on Instagram at Christine I. Alexis.
Guys, I'm Mike Feeling. You can find me everywhere at Mike Feeling. And if you like these relationship reality shows, as I know you do, come join me and hang out at the Married at First Sight panel this Wednesday at 9 p.m. PST.
And you guys can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel and catch up with me on Shared News because I'm reporting news Monday through Friday on YouTube.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next week here on The Bachelor After
Windmills
Show.
Windmills coming soon.
Windmills!
Windmills!
Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.